Alei Shur Chelek Aleph, page Lamed Tes. This is the seventh chapter, page Shvi, Michtav Shenit, the second in the series of three letters to this young man. The author says, Yakiri, Hinecha Shel B'michtavcha, Keitzat Zarech Ventura Lisechez El Atava. You ask in your letter, how should a Ben Tara relate to lust? Haloi L'Atava Noyad Tafkid B'chei Adam. This urge is destined to play a role in the person's life. One cannot completely negate it. One can't eliminate it. On the other hand, we look at ta'ava as the epitome of the yetzerah, as an urge that one must battle against. Lachin in Chashel, therefore you ask, Be'elu derechim yishli lachim neged yetzer, in which ways should one confront a yetzer, asher hu yifa'atoi hanoichichis mafia, whose current manifestation disrupts one, distracts one, v'nikre yisra, and is called in fact ra. Aval mitzad atzmoi, asidu lemalois tafkid b'chayenu, but innately, it will fulfill a role in our lives. It's a very good question. Says the author, HaMekubal HaGadoil Rabbeinu Moshe Kordoveru Zatzal, that's the Ramak, Besifroi Temer Dvoira, Madrich Oisanu Baze. He gives us some guidance here. Ve'imki Devaravim Divrei Kabbalah. Even though his words of Kabbalah, Hari Gam Lefi Havanasenu HaPeshuta, Ya'iru Lanu Be'or Gadol. Even according to a simple understanding, that will illuminate for us with a great light. Zoi Tamtzis Devarav Sham Befegav. This is the essence of his words in Temer Dvoira, in the sixth chapter. Says the Ramak, Heyach Yergil Adam Atzmo B'midas HaGvura, how does one accustom oneself in the Midah of Gvura? Da, Ki Kol Peulois Yisorerus Yetzehara, Em Mamash Yerros HaGvuros HaChazakois. When a person here arouses the Yetzehara, it has a corresponding effect in that Midas Adin is stimulated. Like it says in brackets, Midas Adin Ma'anagas HaKadosh Baruch HaSailam. It stimulates Midas Adin. And it has negative repercussions. Lachen lo yisnoel yetzera shelo yere gvor. And therefore, one should strive not to awaken the yetzera so that does not awaken a response of midas adin mishamayim. Vehatam she'adam nutzar b'shni yetzirois, man was created with two elements, yetzera tov yetzera, ze chesed ve ze gvor, they correspond to the midas of chesed and gvora. Omnam pirshu bazor parshas bereshis. And this is a key part that the author will come back to. Sheyetzer tov nivra l'adam le'atzmoi le'tzorkoi. Yetzer tov was created for the person himself, for his own needs. Ve'yetzer hara le'tzorich ishtoi. Yetzer was created for the sake of one's wife. Im ken re'ui shelo yis'orer yetzer hara le'tzorich ishtoi. Therefore, it's appropriate that one should not awaken and stimulate yetzer hara for one's own benefit. U'mikan yir'e kama megune ha'kas v'chol ka'yetzer bo shemagbir ha'gvoros ha'kas. Kashis, says the Ramak, from here you can see how despicable anger is and similar things like it, because it stimulates gvurois kashis from Shamaim. Omnam yitzhara tzerch lios kashur ve'asur. Yitzhara should be bound and fetted, in brackets bush kavul, it should be bound, chained. Levilti yisorei l'shum pula bo'ilam mipulos gufoi. One should not stimulate it, lo lechemed bi'ah, neither for sexual desire, ולא לכם דס ממוין, or for greed, ולא לצד כעס, ולא לצד כבוד כלל. אמנם, there's the exception of יהיה לצורך, אשתו יעורר יצוי בנחס. For the sake of one's wife, one needs to awaken the yetz. כגון להלבישה ולתקן לבייס, he speaks about buy her clothes and improving the home for her, ויאמר, בזה שאני מלבישה, אני מתקן השכינה. With the intention, that was not doing it for one's own benefit, but by clothing one's wife, by providing her with beautiful, attractive clothing, there's a tikkun for the shechina. Lefichach kol tikkunei habayisim tikkunei shechina. Whatever improves the home, in a sense, contributes to the shechina. She mismatekes mitzad yetzara hanivra la'asos etzon koinoi. Rezulas. Yetzara that was created to do the will of Hashem, not for others. This is the approach in general for all types of desires that come from Yetzirah. They should be directed at bestowing upon one's wife, the wife that Hashem designated for him to be an Ezek Kenegdoi. V'yafoch kula machakach l'avodas Hashem. And all of this will be transformed into avodas Hashem. That's the remark. Says the author, Ad kama she'dvarim elu gvohim me'asagaseinu. No matter how far these words are beyond our perception, em melamdim oisanu ha'mabat shel pnimiyus ha'Torah b'inan zeh. They nonetheless teach us the perspective of pnimiyus ha'Torah in this context, shu mi'kare yitzira, which is fundamental. We learn from here, ki ha'yetzer hara u'yetzira k'doisha b'sachlis. Yetzira is a completely holy creation. And with this, we can, again, letakenes ha'shchina. These are the Kabbalistic terms that we don't want to get into. But somehow, to perfect the presence of the Shechina in the home, ki b'yisei shel Adam yisel ma'oinu la'shchina, because a Jew's home is an abode for the divine presence. L'shem kach nutzar b'nu yitzhazeh, and that's why this yitzhah was created within us, this urge, כמאמר הזוהר המובא בדבר הקדושים, like the Zohar that the Ramak quoted, that יצרה נברא לצורך אשתו, it was created for the sake of one's wife. ובכל מה שאדם משפיע לאשתו בתהרוב קדושה, the more a person bestows upon his wife בתהרוב קדושה, הינו מתקנס השכינה, it has some effect on this divine presence in the home, it intensifies it. נראה ונפלא מאוד, this is a wondrous idea, an awesome idea, גם לבלתי מבין עומק סודם של דברים, even for those who do not necessarily understand the deep Kabbalistic undercurrent over here. ומהו יפו הרע שבעצם, ask the author therefore, what is the bad in it? Why is it called יצא הרע? The answer is, כשאדם מועל בקודשים, when a person is מועל, now this comes from the context of מעילה, we speak about a person misusing things that have been dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash. They were Mukdash to Hekdash, and at that point they have a status of Kodashim. And Me'ilah is the unlicensed use of those things. And we know that a person has to bring a korban for that. He's using that phrase in this context, Shadam Mo'el Bakodashim, and a person misuses this force. And this very urge that was created for the sake of his wife, he stimulates it for his sake and for his pleasure. That's what makes it ra. This particular urge, the way it was created and its purpose, doesn't belong to us. It wasn't placed in us for our own pleasure. When one injects into this yetzer, which was entirely created for the other, kavana atzmis anuchiyis, a selfish intent, baze hufchimoso leyetzera. That's how one transforms it into yetzer ra. Avoidasenu hi lishmo yetzer ze bekirbenu ad bo itoy. Our avoida is to preserve this yetzer within us until the right time, ve'az diya kavana bif'ula soy, and then to use it, but with the kavanah of hashpa'as chesed, to bestow chesed upon one's wife, v'tikun shechina, and to intensify the presence of the shechina in one's home, v'yisod bayis eloki kadosh, and to found, to establish a godly and holy home. Finally, b'shum oifen en lirois b'yetzer ha'ta'ava, davar ma'us umtu'av mitzad etzmoy. Under no circumstances should one see this human desire as something repugnant, despicable in and of itself. Ki hinei yetzira kedeishoi. It is a holy creation. Hinei lo imatza elokeinu makom yase hagun lechasimas berisoi itanu. HaKadosh Baruch did not find a better place to seal his covenant with us mi besara erva than that particular part of the body. Ve'amru, he quotes the Rambani, lech lecha, betam ha'milah, Chazal said, regarding the reason for the milah, Shesam zikaroin be'ever ha'tava. HaKadosh Baruch placed this mark in the organ of desire, rav ha'mehuma ve'achet, which is so often the cause of so much confusion and terrible sin, leval yishtamshu bo irak be'mitzvah umutah, so that it should be used only for that which is a mitzvah and permitted. That's what the sign was placed specifically there. That's the first part. Second part, kishenisboinen bispatchus ativis. When we look at a person's natural development, he's talking about physiological development over here. Nivachach lodas, we will recognize, kishtei yechidois meavois adam echad. There are two units that constitute one person. Mibichinas ta'ei haguf, as far as the cells of the body are concerned, hino yechida sheyeches la'adam atzmoi. So that's something that belongs to the person himself. His own cells proliferate, like he says now, ta'ei haguf hamisrabim mirega horasu bekitzav adil. The cells of the body that proliferate from the moment of conception at a phenomenal rate, hem haboinim es haguf bechodshei hareyon, that's what builds the body in the months of gestation, of esrim shenasav harishonos, and roughly for the first 20 years of one's life when one is still physically growing. Then, mibichinas ta'ei hazera, as far as the gametes are concerned, hanimtzaim besoch balotei samin, that are within the genital organs and glands, gamken min harega harishon harei adam eino sheyach latzmoi. From the first moment, it's not something that belongs to the person himself. The person carries in those cells a heritage, a bequest from his forefathers, bitchunas haguf hanefesh, to do with the properties of the body and the soul. And his task is to hand over that bequest onwards to the next generation. Interestingly, these cells do not proliferate in one's early life. So it's the opposite. As far as one's own body, one is growing rapidly from the beginning. Whereas as far as the second type of cell, which has to do with handing over a bequest, a spiritual and physical bequest to the next generation, those don't proliferate at the beginning. They're not active at all. It's only when the adolescent reaches roughly the age of bar mitzvah, around then, these particular cells begin to proliferate. And with this, one matures. Hadam is bager. In English, we would say this is a process of attaining puberty. Mitzad ta'ei hazera, as far as these cells are concerned, hari ha'adam ga mitzad gufo yitzu nitzchi. The person even physically becomes eternal. Charuz echad b'shashes hadoyrois, is one link in the chain of generations, literally one bead. Ila zois ala adam ladas. Therefore a person must know, ki min harega sheta'ei hazera b'gufo misoyrerim l'israbois. From the moment where these particular cells begin to proliferate and this process of puberty is starting to take place, he must know that eino oid yetzur hachai rak chayatzmo, is no longer an organism that lives merely for itself. Tahalechim eilu, these processes begufo, in his body, machshirim osel yos av levanim, they're readying him, preparing him to be a father. Moilid dor chadash, somebody will bring about a new generation. The life that he received from three partners, Oviv, Imoy, Uvor, Oy, his father, mother, and creator, he is now commanded to hand that life over to the next generation. Once again, with two partners, Im Ha'isha Sheyochi Hashem Liyasul Le'ezer, with the wife that Hashem will designate to be his Ezer, Vim Ashchina Shetishe Benhem, and together with the divine presence that will dwell among them. The preparation for this great role to be a father has to begin the moment that these cells begin in the action within their glands. As a latzir does, the young man must know that. The adolescent has to know, you are destined to be a father. One of the secrets, for lack of a better word, that Chachmei HaEmes, Chachmei HaKabbalah have revealed to us, is Ki lefi midas ha-kdusha sheboirim, corresponding to the kdusha that the parents employ in conception, tiyeh madregas ha-neshama shel bnei, will be the level of kdusha of the neshama. The neshama that is brought down during the act of conception corresponds to the kdusha that the parents display. We daven about this every night in Birkas HaMapil. From a young age already, we start to daven. And when we say the Bracha of HaMapil, Ushi mitosi sheleima lefanecha. Literally, that my bed should be complete. Meaning, shenizke lema shezacha Yaakov Avinu, shelaya pesul bezaroi. What it means is that we're asking that we should achieve what Yaakov Avinu achieved, in that his entire progeny was kosher, meaning not like Avraham Avinu, who had Yishmael, not like Yitzchak Avinu had Esav, but rather Mitashlim, like Yaakov Avinu, all of whose sons continued and became part of Klal Yisrael. So that's what davening Hainu Sheheisa Mitasei Shlema. Hayoideh, a person who knows this, Vegodal al Birkei HaTorah, and he grew up in a Torah environment, Yeida Liyisiyaches B'mabat Shel Kedusha El Kol Davar Shebemin Voleda. He will know to look with a perspective of Kedusha to anything that has to do with sexual activity, conception, birth, etc. Last paragraph. Ulam ein lis atzbein o lehibahel mimikrei laila. A young man should not become despondent or high-strung from cases of nocturnal ejaculation. Gazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed ki mitzad hateva, that physiologically, kimat ein adam hanitzol mizeh, virtually no person is saved from this. Milevad Yaakov Avinu ve'Eliyahu Zal, that's our tradition. Yaakov Avinu, right? Reishis Oini, he says about Reuven, and Chazal, they comment, Rashi quotes them, that that was the first time he had experienced this thing when he conceived Reuven. And so too we have a tradition with Eliyahu. Those are very rare exceptions, a person who never experiences this. Mikre laila eino machala ve'eino mazik, it is not a disease, it doesn't cause harm. Al piru v'uba b'ikvois hirhurim, in the majority of cases, it follows fantasies. Ve'lifamim oines gamur haba b'ikvois chalishus agu v'chadome. Rarely, it is mamash an oines, complete oines that comes as a result of weakness, etc. Ve'asiman ki'azu babli chalom. In those times, it comes without dreams or anything like that. Ein lid oigal reyaske ve'nefached mize. One should not be concerned, one should not be anxious from this. Ein lanu ela limoy Torah b'simcha. One should just learn Torah with joy. Uchmoy shamar Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserah. Like the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beserah said, Lahu talmid she'ei megamgim v'kore, he had a talmid that was stuttering and stumbling because of this. She'ei ba'al keri, the talmid was concerned, he was anxious. And the Tana said to him, Beni, pesach picha v'yiru dvarecha. Open your mouth, let your words shine. She'ein divrei Torah mekablim tum'ah. The words of Torah are not vulnerable, susceptible to tum'ah. The person who is fortunate enough to be in a Mekom Torah and to be diligently applying himself, it's not that he doesn't sense the Yetzer. It's not that he somehow switches it off, eliminates it, no. The point is that one who is engaged in Torah has all the means in his hand that have the power to prevent the domination of the Yetzer, that it will not be dominated, controlled by the Yetzer. Because there's no other way in the world to dominate one's Yetzer, except for learning Gemara, learning Rashi, Tosfos, regularly, diligently. Says the Brass in Pirkei Avos de Rabbi Nassan, Avos de Rabbi Nassan, Perek Chaf, Kol hanuisen divrei Torah al liboy. A person who places words of Torah on his heart, mevatlim imenu hirhurichev. So from Shamayim, they remove from him thoughts of the sword, war, hirhurei ra'av, thoughts of hunger, hirhurei shetus, all sorts of nonsense, hirhurei znus, promiscuity, hirhurei yetzer hara, similar, hirhurei eshes ish, thoughts about other people's wives, hirhurei dvarim betilim, all sorts of vain and empty things. Hirurei oil basav vadam. Shekein kasu besefet tehilim alede David Melech Yisrael. Pikudei Hashem yesharim mesamechei leiv. Mitzvah Hashem bara miras inayim. Conversely, v'chol she'enu nusen divrei Torah liboy. A person doesn't place his words of Torah upon his heart. Noesnim losem from Shamayim they give him. Hirurei cherev, hirurei ra'av, hirurei shetus, hirurei znus v'chulei. His mind will be filled with all sorts of conflicting thoughts, confusing thoughts. Sheken kasuv b'mishne Torah l'edem Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalem. That's what it says in Devorim. V'ayu b'cha le'ois ul'moifes uv'zaracha ad'olam. This is in Parshas Kisevo, in the Teichacha. These terrible calamities will be in you. Tachas asher lo'avadta es Hashem elokecha b'simcha uv'tuv le'ivav m'rov koil. because you didn't serve Hashem your God with joy and with satisfaction. Finally, there's no other place where a person can live in peace with the Yetzer. He doesn't say Yetzer Hara here. Like in a Mekom Torah, which is run in the spirit of Musar. And there's no other person who's healthy in all respects, physically and mentally. Aliz v'ra'anan, cheerful. Hasheked al Torah v'sheif le'aliyah. As a person who is diligent in his learning, aspires growth, who yodea mitzvah, he's aware of the Yetzer. Aval ein ha'yetzer sholet alav, but he's not dominated by the Yetzer. Ve'oyer Torah me'ir lo gam eschaye haguf. The light of his Torah illuminates to him also his physical life. She'enem oid pinach hashucha. She'shirus lev v'afkaras yitzayim. It's no longer a dark corner of hardness of the heart and hefker, ela keren oira shel adras kodesh v'achayus l'toros, but rather a beam of light of gdusha and a sense of responsibility for generations. Adkan.